Chapter 15, Section 1, The Cultural Geography of Russia and the Eurasian Republics, Population Patterns. You can find this on page 305 of your textbook. At the top of the page of 305, in the setting the scene, there is a postcard written by someone from Moscow. It says, "My name is Anton Alexiu, and I live in an apartment in Moscow. The school that I attend is really small. We have a total of about 1,000 students, and we have all grades, from first grade through 11th grade. We have just 11 years in school. In my free time, I hang out with my friends, ride bikes, and go to the park and to parties. Anton Alexiu." Anton Alexiev is Russian and lives in Russia, the largest of the republics in a culture region known as Russia and the Eurasian Republics. The vast lands of Russia and the Eurasian Republics are home to diverse peoples. Ethnic diversity. Each people or ethnic group has its own unique heritage, customs, beliefs, and language. When Russia and the Eurasian Republics were all part of the Soviet Union, boundaries were based on one of the country's major ethnic groups or nationalities. Language. During the Soviet era, Russian was the official language and was taught in all Soviet schools. It was the native language, however, of only about one half of the people. Today, Russian is still spoken and read in most of the republics, but now each republic has its own official language. The more than 100 nationalities who live in the region speak many hundreds of different languages. Many people in Russia and the Eurasian republics are of Slavic background and speak languages that belong to the Indo-European family. Others are Turkic background and speak one of the Turkic languages, which are part of the Ural-Altaic family. Still others speak either an Indo-European or Turkic language like Caucasian. Russians, Ukrainians, and Belarusians, for example, are Slavs. Uzbeks, Kazakhs, Turkmenis, and most other peoples of the republics in Central Asia are in the Turkic group. Georgians and Armenians, on the other hand, are Caucasian peoples and speak distinctive languages. Next page. The Slavs. My error. Of all the ethnic groups in Russia and the Eurasian republics, the Slavs are most numerous. During their early history, all Slavs in the region shared a common cultural identity. In time, the different types of Slavs in different places developed customs and languages distinct from the others. The Slavs living in the south near the city of Kiev became known as Ukrainians. Those inhabiting the west near present-day Poland were called Belarusians. Another group of Slavs living in the north near the city of Moscow became known as Russians. Together, the Slavs now make up the greater part of the population of three of the European republics, Russia, Ukraine, and Belarus. The greatest number live in Russia, where 83% of the population are actually ethnic Russians, people who follow Russian customs and speak Russian as their first language. There is only one Eurasian republic in which the Slavs are not the majority, Moldova. 64% of the people are Moldovans, most of them Romanians, who originally came from Bessarabia region of Romania. They speak Romanian and follow Romanian customs. Turkic peoples. With the exception of the Azeri, whose land, now the Republic of Azerbaijan, was for several centuries part of the Persian Empire, most Turkic people live in the republics of Central Asia. They are Uzbeks, Kazakhs, Kyrgyz, Tatars, and Turks, and each is different from the other in a number of ways. But they all have one thing in common, language. All speak some form of a Turkic language. Almost all are Muslim, followers of the religion Islam. The Uzbeks are the largest group of Turkic peoples in the republics and the second largest in the world. Only the Turks of Turkey form a larger group. Of all the Turkic peoples of the republics, only one, the Kazakhs, are a minority in their own country. For many years, more Russians than Kazakhs have lived in Kazakhstan. Since the end of the Soviet era, however, thousands of Russians have returned to Russia. Another large non-Turkic group in the Central Asian republics is the Tajiks, who make up most of the population of Tajikistan. They are descendants of Iranian-speaking people who entered Central Asia many centuries ago. The Tajiks speak a language much like Farsi, the major language of Iran. Caucasian peoples. One large group of diverse peoples are classified as Caucasian. The Caucasus presents a living museum of languages and peoples who have lived there since prehistory, says a leading regional writer. Most of these peoples, though, are relatively few in number, except for the Armenians, Georgians, and Azeris. The Armenians, who migrated to the Caucasus many centuries ago, once had a kingdom that stretched from the Mediterranean to the Caucasus. Today, the Armenians make up more than 90% of the population of Armenia, the smallest of the republics. The Armenians speak their own language and have their own alphabet and literature for more than 15 centuries. The Armenian language is very different from the one spoken by Georgians. The Georgian language, also with its own alphabet, is considered a Caucasian language, which means that the Georgians probably originally came from the Caucasus. Language is one of the things in which Georgians take great pride. Three divine gifts have been bestowed upon us by our ancestors: language, homeland, and faith, said one Georgian poet. Like the Armenians, most Georgians are Christians and have their own church. Both are proud that their lands are among the world's oldest Christian countries. Armenia converted to Christianity around 300 AD. Georgia did the same about 30 years later. Next page, 308. Population density and distribution. More than 283 million people live in Russia and the Eurasian republics. Armenia, with about 3.8 million people, and Turkmenistan, with about 4.2 million, have the smallest populations of all the republics. Russia is still the largest country in the world in area, also has the region's largest population, 147 million. Density. More than 283 million people translates into a population density of about 32 persons per square mile. There are not many people in the region compared to the number living in a square mile or a kilometer in other parts of the world. Take the United States, for example. Together, Russia and the Eurasian republics are about 2.5 times its size, yet the population of the United States is only about 13 million less than that of Russia and the other republics. This means that the population of the United States is little more than twice as dense, with 76 persons per square mile. Distribution and the environment. The population of Russia and the Eurasian republics is far from evenly distributed. Many people live in some areas, while hardly any live in others. Environment has much to do with where people have chosen to live or not live. East of the Ural Mountains, for example, where the climate is harsh and much of the land is mountainous or deserts, the population density is low. However, this is not the case west of the Ural Mountains, between the Baltic and the Black Seas. Here is where most people of the region live and where the population is most dense. The majority of the large cities and major industrial centers are located in this area, including the three largest cities of the region, Moscow, St. Petersburg, and Kiev. The climate of this western part is the most moderate and cooperative, and here the richest and most fertile farmland lies. A great many cities dot Russia and the Eurasian republics, especially in the western part. Many cities originally grew up along major rivers because even during the coldest part of the year, people and goods could move along them. Even today, all three of the largest cities are linked to major waterways through rivers and canals. In the Caucasus region, the Armenian capital of Yerevan is located on the banks of the Razdan River in the Ararat Valley. Section 1, Assessment. Checking for understanding. Define ethnic group and nationalities. Number 2, locating places. In what part of the region is population the most dense? Answer: the North European Plain. Number three, region. What are the three major ethnic groups of Russia and the Eurasian Republics? Answer: turn back to page 306. Slavs, the Turkic, and Caucasian people. Question four, place. What are the three largest cities in Russia and the Eurasian Republics? Answer is on page 309. Moscow, St. Petersburg, and Kiev. Critical thinking, drawing conclusions. Why are some areas of Russia and the Eurasian Republics more densely populated than others? Answer: climate, land, and water. Thank you for reading Chapter 15, Section 1.